And this episode is going to be part two of how to work, how to not to work in your business, but work on your business. This is going to be mainly over delegating decisions. The last one was delegating tasks. This is the, I would say, easily the harder one. Sounds easier, harder, more expensive. And if you get it wrong, it hurts. But we're all here to test. And so I want to, but also too, seeing that right there, I want to hear nothing to myself. I'm not going to do it because it's hard. I'm scared. None of that stuff. None of that. But it is hard. I'm not going to lie to you, though. Yeah. All right, Eddie. Put me on, Eddie. Put me on.
Yeah, so delegating decisions of the company. I think it's super hard because it
hurts.
Yeah, it does. And even sometimes, even to this day, sometimes I know I should not jump in the things, you know, and it was funny. Actually, I think it was like last week, one of the drivers, he knows that I'm one of the owners, and he walked up to me and he's like, hey, I need gas. I need gas in the vehicle. And I was like, okay. Yeah. And I was like, he's like, I was like, okay, that sounds good. I was like, just get with your dispatcher, and he'll help you out. Then he looked at me like, aren't you the owner? I'm like, yeah, I'm the owner. And he was a little puzzled because I guess he was expecting me to just say, oh, well, here goes a credit card. You go ahead and fill that thing up. And we have certain things that are like already in place that that gets done without me. But yeah, delegating certain tasks is a big thing because it literally takes out like the you know, the day-to-day operation, even decision making of the company. Now obviously it's not going to make like the huge big part decisions like that's going to like bankrupt you or anything like that. But it's going to be more so of like...
Not yet. Those come later.
Yeah, those come later, and we'll let you know how it goes.
Because that's stage three. We only on stage two, so we can't tell you about stage three yet.
But we will.
Yeah, but stage one is delegating tasks. Stage two is delegating decision. Stage three is delegating the vision. And that's the only way that you live on and go move forward. And then stage four, I don't even know there is a stage four, but
we'll make one up.
I'm pretty sure there'll be one when we get there. We just don't know that part right now. So
yeah.
So as right now, you're supposed to be not you. Actually, you, Eddie.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be taking over the vision of it, over everything. And that's kind of what you do. Vision. And then you take that vision and you work it with the person who's now going to be making micro decisions to start off for us. You always start people with small decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And you can start them with those decisions while they're not in management beforehand. It could be something on there like, hey, it could be something simple. Like, hey, what type of, give them a small decision. What shirt they should bring, they should wear. Give them two options. Let them start making small decisions, see how they do on small decision, and then if they do well on a small decision, give them a little harder decision. Talking about what time should we schedule certain things. If they make a good decision, then you go to the next. If they make a bad one, you educate them, and then you know where their level is. And then you keep them there until they make those decisions on a regular basis. So that's what I was looking to do them, but you want to kind of figure out where everybody's decision-making capacity is before you start diving into and just giving them anything. Because we had issues with, like, we have people who will make good decisions when it comes to themselves,
mm-hmm.
but will make bad decisions when it comes to dealing with other people. Because most people see management as these employees work for me, but realistically, you work for the people. You're supposed to make sure that this is my opinion, Eddie part, over there, like, oh, no, they work for me.
Excuse me?
But that's what I said. You work for them. You make sure they have the resource and the tool to get what you gave them from a vision to get done. Because if you notice, I'm pretty sure they ask more of you than what you ask of them as you keep going in that part, just stuff they want done and stuff like that. But that's how I kind of see it. I'm a little bit different on that part because I think you got to do decisions, but you got to do it in pieces. And even with your managers, like, they should be able to make basic commission, you know, stuff like our delivery manager, he can decide on when we do certain orders, how to do the scheduling, like all that stuff like that. Excuse me. He's in on the top now where we've been testing out, which he failed at, but we've been testing out like the amount of deliveries that can be done. and when not to say no. So he's been doing a lot better at him, but the next thing we do, we'll give him something else harder eventually once he does this 100 for 100. And he'll get something else harder to do, and you keep scaling up. And we have from our sales team, well, now our sales manager makes a decision on how much certain things cost. And then I grade it, and then we see if it's something that I would have did and I thought I was worth it or not. And for the first, it was no, it's not worth it. I didn't know. But now she's gotten really good. She understands the process. She understands what I would think is worth something. And basically from going back and forth and learning, and now she makes the right decision. And now I don't have to be on the line to make decisions, say, how much does this cost? Because Eddie doesn't like making cost stuff. I don't know idea why. He was like, oh, you know I'm not good with that. I'm like, you don't even do it. So how are you not good with it?
No, this is the reason why. Because, see, I'll look at it. As in, I'm just bad at giving that, because I always say, well, this sounds like a good number. You're like, that sounds like a horrible number. It needs to be double. And I'm like, yeah. Okay, well, then after a while, I'm like, you know what? Don't even ask me about how much this is. In the end, it doesn't matter. I mean, it does matter, but, you know, certain numbers, you know, what I would think, and obviously, you know, what we sell is way higher than what, you know, me personally I would pay, but, and that's the problem. That's what everything that I say out there is generally like what I would pay. So I'm well aware that my estimation in that department isn't the best. So that's why I just like, I don't want to deal with it anymore. It's not my skill set on setting these numbers.
Yeah. And another podcast we're going to talk about speaking bad words over yourself, which we did already, called limiting beliefs. You can do anything you put your mind to. But what's the other thing you always say to me? You can do anything.
But you can't do everything.
All right. Okay. So let's get into that. So before we get deep into this, I printed off the checklist so you guys can check it. Oh, it's not taking any phone. It's not. Whatever. It's right here. I printed the checklist off. This boy is thick. When it comes in book form, it's going to be over 100 or something
pages. We might have to change the name of this thing because it's getting so big. It might be the ultimate getting started Bible.
Yeah.
It's no longer a checklist. This thing's like, it's getting huge. Like,
well, you can check everything off in here.
It's like Matthew's 3. We have John.
Yeah.
This thing's thick. It's a lot. I'll put a crease in it.
So this is why we call it the checklist, because in the main section, there's certain, in each chapter, you can check out the chapter.
It's like a table of contents. It's not a checklist.
Yeah, but it's the check boxes on there. There's check boxes on there.
Okay. Like, we'll be honest with you guys. Man, we're giving you, like, a lot of good stuff. And this doesn't cost anything. Like $0.
All it costs is an email.
Like, this is a lot of work that we put in to write this bad boy for y'all. And, like, this stuff's going to save you a lot of times and headaches, and it'll ask you questions you may be like, I never thought about that.
Yeah.
And you're going to get a lot further in this. And it's free. There's no catch or anything. It's like, I know it. Nothing's free in life. And trust me, that's what I say too, but unfortunately, this one is free. This one is 100% free. We just hope to help y'all out. And then, you know, like if, you decide like, hey, this stuff was good. Obviously, we shoot you the truth. We don't sugarcoat it or anything like that. Sometimes, you know, me and him laugh all the time if you don't notice. But it's because, like, at the time when these bad things happen and we learn all this information in this ultimate checklist, it wasn't funny. But now that we look back, we're like, ha, 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 you know, very funny. But let's, you know, give the people this information because we've made mistakes and we've learned a lot and we've gone the wrong direction and came back to where we were and went the new direction. So there's a lot of good stuff in here.
Yeah. Most of the feedback I got, especially recently, have been over the frequency asked questions section, because it's just a whole bunch of questions of stuff that you might ask and go through there. We tend to find this information from online, stuff we say, stuff we're talking to consultant clients or anybody, stuff we just find and put on there. We try to update it. This is actually an older version. The other one's actually thicker because you just added all that extra stuff on there that you had to do. It was like 15 questions or something you had to answer.
Yeah.
So that stuff is, so it's probably 2 to 3 pages longer. But yeah, so check that out. Let's get back to this. So we're going to make this one pretty simple and ready for you guys to go through, because I don't want you guys to spend too much time on this part right here, on the delegating decisions. and we only got 3 minutes left for this thing to stop recording. So we're going to have to do this kind of fast.
Let's go.
So when it comes to making decisions, you want to find people who can make decisions, and you want to find out what every person's decision-making level is. Mm-hmm. So if you want to level out your tasks based on that, from doing the routes for people to setting people's schedules to going in to deciding on when things are supposed to be purchased, as you like, the more the stuff you move your way up, the more it can cost on there. And even if you have a manager or a lead that manages people, and he might not manage money, like physically going back and forth, he still does, because he's managing your biggest expense, which most of the time is people on there.
No. Yeah, I agree with you. And another thing is just, I guess going back to how you're saying, we'll just see what their capabilities are. I always treat everybody like, because I have 4 kids, so I always treat them like, you know, when they're first walking and they're learning, I have my hands right there and I'm ready for them, because they're going to fall. And when they do, I just, boop, I pick them up, and then I'm like, okay, this is the mistake you made, and this is what you, and generally that's how we build managers, and we're just there to support them. And then once they're fighting the battles for the day-to-day battles, and your day is going to get so much easier. Like I said, I used to get blown up every single day. And now it's to the point where, like, they maybe ask me 1 or 2 random questions a day or something like that, or maybe even a week. It just depends on how much they don't want to bother me. But yeah, just delegating the day-to-day tasks and the decision-making, because if it's not the decision-making, they're going to call you every single time when they think it's an important decision. Can we accept this order?
Yeah.
Can we do this?
Yeah. And now those
can I use a restroom?
And now those decisions, like, people still ask those questions, they just don't ask them to us.
Yeah.
And even on we have a chat line, which we're going to talk about one day, just the top apps that we use, that has everything that goes through. And then other people who can make the decision on it, either Kobe or Danica or Eris, which she don't really jump in and make those decisions, but she technically could make the decision, or Hunt will make those decisions to be able to do those things. Now, certain things when it comes to like what we're purchasing and stuff like that, if we have to purchase something.
Yeah, that's all of us.
Yeah. Now, if it's linens, we've already kind of made a thing where, like, this, if it's this part, we're going to do it, and this is what it is.
Yeah.
If it's some type of items, we're going to do that. But even like that, that decision won't be made no more, because going forward, I mean, we're creating the actual what we're going to purchase this year, and in what scenarios things need to be asked and pull or get approval from. It's 1 minute left.
Okay. All right. We got to go.
In like 30 seconds.
Let's go.
So you'll be able to see that. So that's what we're going to do. So when they go to it, they'll just be like, okay, let me check the list. Are we going to get this? And when do we kind of expect to get it? And if we're going to get it, we can sell it. If we're not going to get it and it doesn't meet the other criteria, which, you know, for us is going to be that you're going to – is more than what the what your quote is cost than the actual profit of the quote, then we won't do that. Now we're in the 60-something seconds. But,
All right. Well, it was good talking to you guys. Sorry we had to cut it short. But this is Eddie Salcedo.
And Xavier Kelly. And get that checklist.
Now.
Now.